Welcome to the Sci-Fi Review Show. I'm your humble podcaster, Colm, and this week I'm just going to take a few minutes to do a special on something that I didn't believe that I'd actually do again, but I have actually done it. Don't worry, the Empire Strikes Back review is coming, but for the moment I just wanted to talk about this. And it's about World of Warcraft. Yesterday I subscribed again for the new expansion that's been out for a while, and I couldn't actually believe that I actually did this, that I actually bought the expansion and some game time to see what it was all about. World of Warcraft is an addiction in a way. It's something that I never thought I'd actually go back to, but I have. And I don't know why. I've been playing the game on and off since about 2004, when a guy called Will Clancy managed to get me an invite to the original American beta before it was even out in Europe. And I played it and I enjoyed it, but I didn't realise how much of an addiction it was going to be over the years, and how much money I'd actually spend on it to actually play it. A lot has happened in the 12 years since the game has been released. And in the guilds and everything, you can form friendships and you can form bonds, I suppose, with people. A couple of people that I formed friendships with were people in TalkTalk that were in the same guild as me for a time. And I moved servers a couple of times, made friends over there, like guys called Keldar and Camerlengo and all of those, and moved back then I think to another server and joined a hardcore raiding guild. Can't remember the names of the guys in there. One of them though really pissed me off, I suppose. I was never good at raiding, never good at kind of sticking to gearing up and getting the latest gear and enchanting it and getting the raid spec right and whatever. All I wanted to do really was just enjoy the game, because all I ever do really now with the expansions when they come out is to just level up the characters, and I prefer the quests than the raiding, to be honest with you. I always found raiding difficult because you're always part of a group and you always had to have potions, food, etc., etc., to raid properly and bring down the bosses in the dungeons. It was really a lifestyle, I suppose, if you're to be a raider, especially in a hardcore raiding guild, where you're expected to be online and in front of the dungeon with all your food and buffs and everything. People would spend weeks, days even, days, weeks, whatever, in between raiding, grinding up all the stuff that they needed to create all the potions and all of that. I was never really into that. I was just there for the bit of crack, I suppose, and to level up the characters. One of the kindest things, I suppose, anybody ever did for me in the game was I always wanted a Tauren mount for my character. And I logged on one day and Keldar and Camerlengo said, well, just check your postbox. They had actually bandied together to buy me the mount, and I still have it to this day on my warrior and whatever. And I always thought that was a very kind thing to do. And I was always grateful that they did it because I always wanted one, but I suppose I was lazy enough not to kind of really get into the grind of World of Warcraft for gold and stuff like that. And Keldar Camerlengo, if you're actually listening to this, thanks very much. So as I said, I did become addicted to WoW. Once the guilds that I was in started to fragment and move on from the game, I just quit the game and came back for the expansions, and that's the way I do it now. I just simply come back, play it, drop it again, wait for the next expansion and just level up the character. I really don't care about raiding. There is people out there who really do, and fair dues to them, all power to them, but raiding was never my thing for World of Warcraft. And I really thought I had actually gotten over the addiction of the game. And I was just browsing through some stuff yesterday, and I came across the Legion expansion collector's edition, and it was at a very good price, and I said, here we go again. So I did buy it, did set up the account, got it all patched up, and I'm in game playing now until December and possibly beyond that into January if I decide to renew it. Honestly, don't know why I did it, to be honest with you. I really don't. In one way, I'm over the game, because it's simply the same thing of leveling your character and then having nothing to do until they patch it for a dungeon or add stuff in or add events in. Like the Halloween and Christmas events that they have every year, but it's the same thing. Like, it's just level, level, level. Then you need to go and level your professions and whatever, and it's a continuing grind fest. And after this many years, I don't think the game mechanics lend it to anything else. It's just a different take on the same thing. It's a different land, different monsters, different quests, but it's still at the heart exactly what you've been doing since the very beginning. And it can be exciting, I suppose, for a new expansion, because subscriber numbers for World of Warcraft do drop off once everybody has kind of done their bit in the game and gone through the dungeons a couple of times, got as much gear as they can, enchanted the gear, whatever, and then they just say, well, look, that's it. You have to wait for the next one. I mean, I don't know how many more areas and gameplay that Blizzard can add into the game, or any innovations into the game. It's just something that has to have a natural end. They're going to have to at some stage say to themselves, well, we've done everything that we can think of to keep this game going and to keep it from going as stale as it can be. But I don't know. It's stale at the moment. I mean, I'm playing through it and I'm logging on maybe for an hour and logging off then, because it is simply the same thing over and over and over again. Rinse, repeat, get a quest completed, turn it in. Next quest, repeat, turn it in. But I suppose so long as the game itself is making money, they're going to continue pumping out these expansions ad nauseum, ad infinitum. And I don't think Blizzard really has sat down and thought about a natural successor to World of Warcraft. I mean, what comes next after one of the greatest MMOs ever created? How do you actually get the magic to hit twice? Where do they go in World of Warcraft? Is it going to be World of Warcraft 2? Are they going to abandon the world altogether and do something else, or are they just happy to sit on their laurels supporting the game for as long as people wanted to support it? Like, it's I suppose difficult. It's innovation against guaranteed money, I suppose. People will come back, play it, and put it down again until the next one comes out. And as regards the social aspect of the game, I mean, okay, I wasn't a great raider, wasn't a shit raider, but one of the guilds I was in, I felt that I was slighted. And if I remember correctly, the guy was some sort of deputy leader of the guild or whatever, but he treated me like shit and whatever, and I didn't appreciate it. Really, really didn't appreciate the way he treated me. And it's stupid. I did lose a friendship over World of Warcraft. I'm not going to mention any names or whatever, but I felt at the time that the guy went behind my back and he was talking about how shit and whatever my performances were in the raids, which I freely admit I am now. I'm never a good raider. I keep saying that, but I never was. Never really interested in it, but anyway. But at the time, he did go behind my back and he started talking to people about me. And it's one of my pet hates. If you have something to say, say it to my face. Don't say it to anybody else and leave me out of it. Like, you're talking about me, talk to me but to my face. Don't talk to me any other way. And this is what goes on. Guilds form, friendships form. Things go wrong and you're sitting there saying to yourself, why am I even here? What am I doing? These people want to get the latest gear and chant, whatever. Let them off. And I should have really just refused raids, but they needed people at the time and I said, okay, I'll help them out. But with so many tactics and whatever and stuff to get, I just lost interest, to be honest. I did my bit and I did it as best as I could, but it was never good enough because I just never really got into the high-end raiding aspect of the game. But don't get me wrong, I mean, I'm here dissing the game when I'm here subscribed to the game, if you know what I mean. It is good. I don't think that it has ever reached the heights, I suppose, of Vanilla WoW when it originally released. Because that was the vision of WoW at the time. This is what you're supposed to be doing and this is the way we want it to go. But since then they've, I suppose, changed vision of what it's supposed to be. But it is still at the heart of the matter the most successful MMO ever. But just be aware that it can be an unforgiving game, both the game itself and socially. If you do go for a high-end raiding guild, just make sure that you're prepared to put the time in and you're prepared to learn all the tactics of all the various boss encounters and that you're actually wanting to raid and get the gear to allow you to be a productive member of any raid guild that you join. And if you feel that raiding is not for you, don't go into a guild that does raid on a regular basis. Go into a social guild. Do some of the lower level dungeons. Don't do the higher end dungeons. Because basically the game will tear you apart. And so will the people in the guild. Because you won't be contributing to their success or anything like that. They'll just want you out or they'll just dump you. out of the either the raid or the guild itself. It's just one of those things that you have to be prepared to put in the time. And I simply wasn't. I just wasn't interested in that aspect of the game. So where do I go now with World of Warcraft? Well, I'm enjoying playing the game again, I have to say. The new area is just a new area to explore and level. It looks nice. Some of the quests seem to be interesting, but I'm not sure this time around. It looks as if they've opted for a kind of a stage way of raiding. And what I mean by that there's 5, maybe 6 different stages to one quest line. And it all takes place in the same area. Stage 1, you have to do this. Stage 2, you have to do that. Stage 3. Why they implemented that, I don't know. But that's down to the game developers. Nothing to do with me. And you just have to accept the premise of what they're trying to do with this expansion. I just wanted to put down my thoughts on World of Warcraft, to be honest with you. Why I went back, still don't know. And how it can really, really take over your life. And it did mine for a good number of years, but I have the addiction under control. Yes, I did go back, but I'm not playing it 3, 4, 5 hours. Maybe an hour at a time, do a few quests, log off and whatever. I've kind of moved on from the fact of trying to get to 110 as fast as possible, because I won't be raiding, so it doesn't make any difference to me what how long it takes me to get to 110. I'm just happy to be back in the game and being able to control the impulses to play it for 3, 4, 5 hours. And really just kind of enjoying the leveling aspect. I really enjoy the quests. Some of the quests are actually epic in it, and that's what I enjoy. I don't enjoy raiding at all. So I'll end my little rambling here. I just wanted to kind of put down a podcast to talk about an aspect and period of my life that I thought I had left behind, but I haven't totally. I will again once I level to 110, because it'll be really nothing for me to do anymore after 110, other than what I won't do in the game. So really doesn't matter to me. So hopefully early next week I'll get back to reviewing the Empire Strikes Back. And we'll talk to you next week. Peace out. Bye.